This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Good morning, Jeremy and Joe.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hello there.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, guys. Great show. Love it.
Good morning, guys. Big fan of the show.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
Call or text WGR at 803-0550 or post on X at WGR550 and get connected to Jeremy and Joe now.
Hey, everybody. May 6th. Happy Tuesday. Ever been to Alcatraz? Alcatraz is in the news.
I have not. I've not been to the Bay Area at all.
No. Which, let me tell you, the Bay Area
is somewhere I would like to go.
Awesome.
Yeah.
San Francisco is awesome to visit. And Alcatraz is, I want to say it's as cool as any historical site tour I've ever been on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You take a ferry over there, right?
Yep.
For the tour?
Yep. You take a ferry over, you get a headset on, do an audio tour. When we were there, there was a guy who was a former inmate giving a speech in the mess hall, whatever. In the ask questions. Like, yeah, I was a prisoner here way back when.
Yeah,
so it was super interesting. Great place to walk around and get a lay of the land.
Was it spooky?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
Not spooky.
How big is the island? Because it doesn't look big on pictures.
It's not very big.
Okay.
No, it's not very big. How do I want to give context for how big it is? You could comfortably do two laps, and call it a nice jog for the day.
Okay.
That's what I would say.
We obviously, it's in our show to make things about golf. Could you fit a par 5 on it?
I mean, if you did, it's a birdie hole.
Okay.
it might even be a
comfortable par 4.
I want to say if you did, it's an eagle hole.
Okay.
Now you should look for the dimensions.
Yeah.
Like how
big is,
it might just feel smaller because, there's like a prison on it and there's not a lot of open space. But I'm not feeling like it's that big.
22 acres.
Okay.
So how long is it?
Yeah.
Is a better way to probably do this?
Yeah.
Because, that's going to be square footage or square or whatever. 1,600 feet by 590 feet.
Okay, so that 1,600 is 500 yards.
Yeah.
520.
Actually, it's like a perfect par 5.
So it's a birdie hole, though.
That is.
Well,
you should.
I guess it depends,
You get a good drive out there. You should be going forward in 2.
And again, if
I
got to fit the green on there, now it's not a 550-yard hole. That's only a 480-yard par 5.
Yeah.
Blast it out there. Try to get home in 2. You got to hit it, of course, over the C block. And I don't even know there's a C block. Cell block over the water tower, over the...
I think...
Yeah.
I've probably seen a documentary on Alcatraz, but sadly, I think my the most Alcatraz experience I have is the movie The Rock.
Yes.
Which I loved. Love The Rock.
It's a great movie.
Sean Connery, Nicolas Cage, Ed Harris.
Oh, yeah.
Ed Harris, yeah.
When in doubt,
that deserves a rewatch.
You can just say Ed Harris is in a movie, and you have to at least be like, maybe he was. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy May 6th. We are 8 days away from the NFL's full schedule reveal. Had a little fun with that about the perfect opener.
Have you said what your perfect opener is?
Yes. No, you know, I don't think I've said it. I'll say what it is, though. My perfect opener is not exactly scientific. Uh-huh. It's Sunday, 1 o'clock home, not Baltimore, Kansas City, Philadelphia, or Cincinnati.
That's okay. It.
So like a division matchup or...
You don't want to get the Chief game out of the way right away?
Oh, God, no. No. No.
Why?
Because...
Get it out of the way. I don't even want to think about them after that for 4 months.
What happens when they lose the opener to the Chiefs and all of a sudden they go, oh, there it is, all right, fire everybody.
No. It'll be this is the year we're going
to
win it.
In the playoffs. All right. Okay, you're right, because they never sweep them.
See, I think the closer you are to the playoffs, that game, NFL.com ranked the top 10 games they're most interested to see like where they are.
Yes, please pull this list up, because the Bills should be on there at least one more time. At least one more time.
I think they are on there one more time.
I would argue the Bills might have four of the games of the year at home.
Yeah.
Never mind. They had, I'm sorry, Seattle and Minnesota. The Darnold revenge game is one of the 10 best games of the year. They had Denver and Green Bay.
Yeah.
What's the angle?
I got to pull the list up. Number one, though, was, here it is.
Bills Chiefs.
Top 10 games of the season. Top 10 games of the 2025 season via NFL.com. Doesn't say who wrote it. But number one is Chiefs and Bills.
Okay. Respect. Fine.
Even that, though, like, that game has no meaning at all.
It might for the one seed.
It might for the one seed. That's fair. Okay, so actually, for that point, you might rather have it later, because then it becomes more about the one seed.
I don't want it any later than Thanksgiving. I want the Chiefs in and out by October.
Chiefs-Bills Christmas?
No. No thanks.
What if we did... their rivalry uniforms are actually going to be Christmas-themed jerseys like they do in the NBA. Number two is Lions and Eagles.
Fine.
That's good.
That's the NFC Championship game we never got. That we maybe should. I'll accept for game of the year, sure.
Number three game of the 2025 season, Rams and Ravens.
Okay.
What's the storyline there? They're both good teams.
Sure.
But that's about it.
Okay.
Eagles and Chiefs, Super Bowl rematch.
Yep, that.
Why are the Rams and the Ravens so high? Bengals and Bills is number five.
Good.
That's the one other Bills game.
That should definitely be on the list for the best games of the year.
Yep. You don't have any other Bills matchups, though. Not against the Eagles.
How are Bills-Eagles not there? How's Bills-Ravens not there?
Because you have Bears and Commanders.
Okay.
Is that just number one versus number two? The Hail Mary rematch, I guess?
Sure.
Chiefs and Chiefs. That'd be funny. Chiefs and Ravens.
Good.
Broncos and Texans. That needs to get lost.
Explain it to me.
Number eight game of the year, Broncos and Texans.
Who cares? What's the angle?
I don't know. I really don't know. I'm not saying
it's a bad game or a game I don't want to watch, but...
That's a fine Monday Night Football game.
Who lobbied to put that in the top 10?
I don't know. Number nine, Vikings and Seahawks.
Did Sam Darnold make the list?
And then number 10, Packers and Steelers.
I got three games on there.
Do they just not want to put all Chiefs games or all Bills games or all Ravens games?
Probably.
They didn't put anyone on here more than twice. I wonder if they had a bit of a rule about that. Because the Bills are on twice. The Chiefs are on three times. Never mind.
Right. I mean, the Bills have four game of the year candidates on the home schedule.
Yeah.
Ravens, Bengals, Chiefs, Eagles. Those all four of those should be in the top 10.
All four of those.
For those games of the year.
Those games rock. Yeah. And we don't want any of them as the opener.
No.
Because, you know, like the opener is supposed to be more about it's the opener, right? It's opening day, first day back at the stadium. You've got enough meaning in that game already. Like, they're back. When you play Baltimore, like, it's all about Baltimore. You play Kansas City, it's all about playing Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm good with those matchups being mixed later more than anything. Yeah, some of these games. Broncos, Texans, I don't even know what the argument is. At least I could get to like 9 and 10 or more about revenge games, aren't they? That, hey, Seattle, it's Sam Darnold playing the Vikings again.
Right, and if it's Rodgers with Pittsburgh against Green Bay.
Right.
Okay, I get it.
I mean, if he signs, I don't know. He was at the Derby, I guess, this weekend.
He was.
It was his first public sighting in like weeks, but I don't know what he's doing.
What is the Bills' best game? Let me put a theory out there for you. The game that the Bills, whatever, that we will take the most from. Here's my early prediction.
Oh, I have an easy number one.
You have an easy number one. The game we will take the most from is Cincinnati.
Yes. 100,000%. It is Cincinnati.
If they beat the Bengals and the defense does a good job, we are going to be right to, all right, mm-hmm. No, there's no dragon you cannot slay. And if they lose to Cincinnati, it'll be all about avoid them in the playoffs. Somebody else match up with them.
Mm-hmm.
Cincinnati, with their high-paid receivers in Burrow and everybody that was afraid of them getting into the postseason, which maybe was a good reason, but they didn't get in. Bills, Bengals, I want that also this side of Thanksgiving.
I mean, it's the team we haven't seen them beat.
Yep.
Right? We've seen them beat the Ravens in the playoffs, especially. We've seen them beat the Chiefs in the regular season. You haven't seen them beat the Bengals anywhere.
One thing about
they haven't played much.
That's right. One thing about the Bengals matchup, you haven't seen them look good offensively against the Bengals either.
Right.
And Lou Anarumo is gone. Right. So it wasn't just that the Bengals did kind of whatever they wanted to against the Bills. The Bills have not had a good offensive performance against Cincinnati yet.
Right.
They had the Hamlin game where they got a field goal on the opening drive, and that's all we ever saw. They lost the game in Cincinnati. They scored 18.
They got a touchdown, didn't they?
No, they got a
Didn't Allen get Bengals? That's a different Bengal game. Yeah. Never mind. Bengals, he got penalized because he mocked the guys. He went into the end zone. But that was the next year.
Yeah. Where they lost in Cincinnati by 6.
Yeah. It's 24. But it felt like.
Is it 24-18?
24-18. But it felt like they lost by like 20. Right? Like the Bengals were in control for a lot of that game.
It is one of the 24-18. It is one of the odd things about Bills Bengals. We're all here afraid of their offense, and yet the Bills offense has not performed against the Cincinnati defense.
Right.
In multiple outings. That playoff game here, 10 points.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
10 points.
10 points.
And they never get beat like that, right? They got beat like that by the Ravens last year, and then there was that historic streak of not losing by more than one score in years. But the one time they did was that playoff game against Cincinnati. And you haven't had a chance to kind of you've had one chance since then to show that that was, just exhausted from Hamlin and all that happened in Cincinnati with him. And you had one chance, and your offense didn't really perform.
No,
and that's the only chance you've had. It's not Kansas City. Kansas City, you get to play them twice a year, basically. So, it's that game. If they win that game, and they look comfortable doing it,
against Cincinnati here,
it will go as far for Bill's psyche about winning the Super Bowl this year as any other game.
Yeah, more so than the Eagles.
I think
last time they played the Eagles, we all think they probably should have won that game.
Right.
They were comfortable. They had no problem.
I guess, though, them being in a different conference is weird, though. Like, they are scary. Like, their roster is awesome. It almost feels like if they were to lose to the Eagles, remember in 07 when the Sabres, we were probably thinking more about Ottawa, but the Ducks were just like over here.
Yeah.
This big bad boogeyman on the other side of the country, like, man, good luck if you get a matchup with them. Like, that was a terrifying idea, them playing the Ducks. And maybe that could become the Eagles a little bit. We didn't even win the conference, but will we care though? Because you haven't been to the Super Bowl. Just get there and see what happens. Because the Eagles look daunting. the Bengals, you haven't done it against, and I don't think there's anything you could do against the Chiefs. It's nothing. You could beat the Chiefs 40-7, and I don't. People won't believe they'll beat them in the playoffs.
I wonder when. Again, like I always shudder at the would you take, because you know taking something knowing what you're going to get is kind of a cheat. But true or false? So I guess this is how I'll ask this: true or false? With each passing year, getting to a Super Bowl becomes less meaningful because you have to win one.
Just getting to it?
Yeah. To this point, if Allen had been to one, we'd say, like, well, McDermott and Allen, they've been to a Super Bowl, and they lost. They got to get back. Burrow kind of has that. He's been to one. When we talk about Lamar and we talk about Allen as the two guys in all of sports that have to win one to prove they're worth all the attention, you know, we both know they're great players. No doubt about that. But with each passing year, now Josh Allen, when he turns 30, 31, he makes the Super Bowl and loses. It's, all right, that was a year you didn't win it. Mm-hmm. We're waiting for them to win it. And there's no doubt that making it would be a step forward. But had they made it in 2020, that would have been a, hey, whatever, we're here for a long time, and this team is set. And with each passing year, that Allen's career gets a year shorter and a year shorter, and it feels like years they make it, I'm hearing you in my head say, was this their best chance to do it? When they make it, it's without a doubt their best chance to do it, because now you're in the game. And
right.
You've got Bills fans that when we asked the training camp last year were afraid of losing another one because of the heartbreak about that comes about with a loss in the Super Bowl. So I'm inclined to think, yeah, I mean, I would take it. I would take a Super Bowl appearance as a success and as a positive step, but it's not always linear, and you're not just guaranteed to go back.
Right. Would you say that in 3 years from
now? Look at the Niners. The Niners have made a couple and been in front and lost, and when are they going back?
They don't look like they're close right now. They have a shot, but
they don't have of course, they don't have Josh Allen.
Right.
But still, like you get there.
Well, but eventually, I'm not there yet. I think if they were to make the Super Bowl and lose this year, it would still feel like a positive step. And I think that would probably outweigh the negatives of not winning it for the feeling of that offseason. Depends how that game goes. obviously.
Yeah.
But if they haven't been there and they make it in 3 years, Allen's 32 years old. They make the Super Bowl and they lose.
That's what I mean.
It might be. It will definitely be harder to treat that as some sort of positive, because you at 32, you don't know how much more he's got.
Right.
That might be your only shot.
Instead of
would think of it as your only shot.
Right. If it happens when he's 26, it's there'll be more time. And if it happens when he's 32, it'll be. What if they don't?
And I do think we're still there. Like, if he made it at 29 years old, it will. The natural takeaway will be there's still more time here.
Yep, of course.
We're good. He just signed a new contract. He's still jumping over people. I really wonder if that's going to hit for me in a year when he turns 30. Is thinking about that timeline, his timeline. Let's go. Get going here, because we got to get moving. We haven't been yet. If they haven't been to a Super Bowl by the time he turns 30, which is just to say they don't make it this year, then I don't know. It's just a day in the calendar, but it's going to feel, I don't know, it's not going to feel great. They have this all-time level quarterback, one of the best of all time potentially, and you get into his 30s without ever making it. Doesn't mean he can't win it after. So I don't know. I don't know what the value of it is. It's going to be hard to think any negatively of it, though, if they beat Kansas City on the way, too.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, just prove you could beat that team in a playoff game. And maybe you'll think anything is possible. That, okay, well, we didn't win in the Super Bowl. We proved we could beat the Chiefs, and there isn't some, you know, they're not the boogeyman that we think is impossible to beat. You could do it, and you just get back to the game, and hopefully next time the bounces go your way.
803-0550. Also, taking some temperatures, if you want, on Kevin Adams, looking like he'll return as Sabres GM. Craig Revay and Andrew Peters and the After the Whistle podcast, they have tweeted out that they've learned Adams, after multiple days of presenting to the owner, will return as GM. I don't know if there will be some sort of announcement from the team officially. The season ended long ago. Not many people expected changes. Some changes in the coaching staff, and I see now a strength and conditioning coach change.
Is it possible that is the front office shakeup that Elliot Friedman referred to?
I don't think that that's possible, that that's what Elliot Friedman would have referred to, but Lance Lysowski pointing out the Sabres have a new strength and conditioning coach, Ed Gannon, let go at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So new coach coming in for that. That's not possible. That's what Elliot Friedman was getting at. Could they? Here's my idea one more time. Are they ready to bring on a former player alumni to learn under Adams for a year or so?
Miller.
Does Ryan Miller want the job?
He will not let the Ryan Miller
I will
thing
not
go.
Let it go.
Yep.
Does Ryan Miller want the job?
Come be an assistant GM.
Get on our staff, be yep. a part of this group, and let's see where we go from here.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. I can't think of anybody else, but there might be others in the mix.
Thomas Vanek.
Does Thomas Vanek want the job?
He is also a scout, I believe, right now in the San Jose
Perfect. Organization. He's got front office experience.
Yeah.
Would it be nuts to say I would sign up for Thomas Vanek being the GM? Right? Like, pretty much. You tell me he's going to come in.
I think it's probably nuts.
Why? Based on what?
He's been a Minnesota scout for the San Jose Sharks.
So?
I just want to get back to a team that hires like qualified people to be the general manager someday. Or Adams just makes it and we never have to think about it. If you just that's the thing here. You just make the playoffs this year and
yep.
you're good. Right? You're fine. Keep learning on the job, and now you've made it, and you build up some goodwill. You just make the playoffs.
Sure, it's
that's
it's,
it.
It's clearing a.
You do. He does it
pretty
once.
Pretty low bar. But
how many years does he buy himself? If they make the playoffs this year. Three.
I mean,
you get to year 10 if you make the playoffs this year. I say that. You break the drought. That's the best I can do.
Fair enough. 803-0550 on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40. Period. That's 20% lower.
and you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.